What is the Swedish theory of love? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lars Trogård, professor of history at Uppsala University, explains.
Americans are fond of thinking of themselves as rugged individualists. But compared to Swedes, they emerge as highly dependent on their family. What passes for individualism in the U.S. is, in fact, more accurately described as anti-statism. In Sweden, the state is instead viewed as an ally of the individual. The relationship between state and citizen is one of mutual trust. The social contract is straightforward. Citizens who work, pay their taxes, and earn their rights. Underlying this system of reciprocal responsibilities lies a moral logic favoring a radical form of individual autonomy, what I call a Swedish theory of love. The idea is that even private relations ought to be based on the ideals of voluntariness, equality, and autonomy. For if your husband or wife depend on you, how do you know that they stay because they truly love you, or that you are truly choosing them freely, rather than bound to stay out of need and necessity? In Sweden, the base unit of society is the individual, not the family. This is reflected in the establishment of individual taxation. There is no room on a Swedish tax form for a head of household or dependents that result in tax deductions. Also, the financial responsibility for the elderly lies with the state. And the young can apply for student aid without regard to parental income. Again, a question of individual freedom and autonomy. Children's rights trump parental rights. Nobody owns anybody else. This is quite foreign to American mores that are more communitarian, extolling family values, religion, and charity. Swedish individualism can appear shocking to many foreigners, but the social mobility and individual freedom that result also lands Sweden and the other Nordic countries at the very top of global rankings of happiness and well-being.
That was Lars Trogård of Uppsala University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.